Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30 here on a Wednesday. Nevada's first execution in more than a decade is planned for this evening.
Barring a last-minute pardon, Scott Dozier will become the first inmate executed in Nevada since 2006. He was convicted in 2007 of killing 22-year-old Jeremiah Miller at a motel, stuffing his body in a suitcase and leaving it in a dumpster off the Las Vegas Strip. In 2016, Dozier waived all his appeals and asked the state to carry out his sentence. His lethal injection is set for 8 o'clock this evening at Ely State Prison. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Wichita police captain found guilty of misdemeanor battery and disorderly conduct for confronting a teenage referee at a youth basketball game.
A judge found Captain Kevin Mears guilty Tuesday and sentenced him to 6 months of probation. He must also pay $450 in fines. Mears has been on leave since shortly after a video of a January game in August appeared to show him going on the court and shoving the 17-year-old female referee. In earlier testimony, Mears said he didn't shove the referee and was just trying to get to his son, who was injured. The referee testified Mears ignored her orders to leave the court and was shouting obscenities before he pushed her. Mears' attorney said he plans to appeal the ruling. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran said that the conversations he was part of with a group of senators visiting Russia over the 4th of July were not easy ones.
I insisted in every meeting that there needed to be real change in the behavior of Russia before any change could occur in the relationship between our two countries. Mostly in that regard, we talked about Ukraine and Crimea.
Moran is referring to the military action that the Russians have taken to annex land that was claimed by the Ukraine. The senators also spoke with the Russians about their role in Syria and also about the election interference that Russia has had both in the United States and in Europe. Moran said he doesn't believe the Russians when they say they didn't interfere with U.S. elections.
Attorneys for three University of Texas professors were set to ask a federal appeals court Wednesday to revive their lawsuit against a law allowing people with concealed handgun licenses to carry weapons on public campuses. A three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans was hearing the arguments. According to the court filings, the professors believe the presence of guns in their classrooms could discourage open academic discussion.
Community on Canada's Vancouver Island has just become a neighborhood where kids can't play.
None of this.
Hop to one, two, one, two.
That's hopscotch or this. That's skateboarding or even Canada's summertime version of its great national pastime. Street hockey are permitted on the quiet streets of artesian gardens. Even pavement chalk drawing is out, along with baseball, basketball, and jump rope. Some see it as a war on kids, but the neighborhood council says it was passed with the children's safety in mind. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
An Oklahoma man who spent more than 30 years in prison for rape is free after the Innocence Project presented DNA evidence that it says excluded him from the crime. Court records show 56-year-old Perry Lott was released Monday. Lott was sentenced in 1988 to more than 200 years for rape, robbery, burglary, and making a bomb threat related to the 1987 attack. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We can expect another quick warm-up in Wichita with temperatures in the upper 90s, around 97, with plenty of sunshine this afternoon. A clear sky this evening, our low 75. Hot again tomorrow with Thursday getting to 98, 98 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour and 79 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward, beginning with a Star Wars theme today.
Yeah, the next Star Wars installment Billy Dee Williams is back.
Billy Dee Williams is reportedly reprising his role as Lando Calrissian, the slick, cape-loving smuggler in Star Wars Episode 9, the next installment in the main feature franchise.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you!
According to The Hollywood Reporter, the last time Williams portrayed Calrissian on the big screen was in Return of the Jedi back in 1983. However, the actor has voiced his character in the cartoon series and video game offshoots of the franchise. Episode 9 is written and directed by J.J. Abrams. It will start production this summer and will also reportedly feature the American star Kerry Russell, in addition to Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, and Adam Driver. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Let's get up close with Kansas City-based actor Paul Rudd.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Paul Rudd, star of the latest Marvel superhero movie Ant-Man and the Wasp. Paul does know how to be a method actor, so he has strong opinions on ant farms.
I'm at one with the ants. I feel like an ant farm is jail.
He actually does do his research on said insects to an extent.
It's like, I've read up on so many kinds of ants, then I'll just hear about some other ant and I'll say, what? They're from where? They do what? And then I'm back to Words with Friends.
As for continuing Ant-Man's story, he's already hoping for a part 3.
I was hoping it would be round 2. I certainly wanted it to be. I hope there's round 3. I love doing it. It's been really fun, and I'm certainly working in and thinking about what the second one might be, even while the first one was still filming. So I was hoping. When they said, we're a go, I was elated.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Clint Eastwood making his return to both acting and directing coming up in his next film.
It's been almost a decade since Clint Eastwood stood in front of a camera.
What you looking at, old man?
Ever notice how you come across somebody once in a while you shouldn't have messed with? That's me.
Are you crazy, man? Get out of here.
Now
man.
The actor and director is back doing both for a film titled The Mule. The movie, also starring Bradley Cooper, Lawrence Fishburne, and Michael Pena, is being shot in New Mexico, and Eastwood will play Earl Stone, a man in his 80s who's broke, alone, and facing foreclosure of his business. He's offered a job that simply requires him to drive. However, unbeknownst to Earl, he signs on as a drug courier for a Mexican cartel. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Well, that should be fun.
I
got a good date movie.
I would like to see that
movie. I bet it's going to be good. He makes good movies.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
There you go. Clint Eastwood's next project. Speaking of older actors, if you can't get a movie written, you can't get it finished. A little bit of Hollywood reality is keeping the latest Indiana Jones from getting to a theater near you anytime soon. Disney says the planned fifth installment of the movie franchise delayed again. It was originally to be released next summer. They've pushed it back a whole year. Now Disney says it won't be ready until 2021. Of course, you've got Harrison Ford in his mid to late 70s now by the time they're talking about this coming out.
Yeah. Right, they're going to have to get a new Indiana.
It is said that script delays are the reason for all this. Last month, a new co-screenwriter was brought aboard, which obviously there's trouble with the script.
A new ribbon in the typewriter
Need to get that fixed up. So the delay for the next installment of Indiana Jones. All right, Steve, last night, let's tell you about the viral yodeling Walmart boy. Release date set for his debut album.
11-year-old Mason Ramsey earned internet fame earlier this year, performing a cover of Hank Williams' hit Lovesick Blues at an Illinois Walmart. His vocals landed him a record deal with Big Loud and Atlantic Records. Mason's six-song EP, titled Famous, is out July 20th, featuring more covers of Williams' classics like Jambalaya and the youngster's own single, also called Famous.
And I'm gonna be famous for something.
Mason has hit the stage at Coachella and the Grand Ole Opry and will open for Florida Georgia Line later this year. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's little known that the late Jimi Hendrix was a heck of a yodeler.
That's not the last singing we're going to hear on the Blur today.
Ooh.
So that's coming up. Hey, we had some breaking news yesterday, of course, on our show on Steve and Ted.
Yeah.
And that was touched on last night on Conan O'Brien, TBS.
Some good news. All 12 of those Thai boys and their soccer coach have been saved from the underwater cave. Very nice story. Very nice. Yeah, it's a historic moment. This is the first, or it's actually the most Americans have ever cared about any soccer team ever.
That's true.
That's, yeah. And last night, Steve, America's Got Talent, the big performance by Pam and Oscar. Pam and her singing dog, Oscar, performing to the classical song Cannon.
He's on key.
Only yodel.
Yeah. Howie Mandel and Simon Cowell put him through immediately.
Oh,
bring
him,
we want more. Heidi Klum was skeptical, but they convinced her to join in as
come
well.
On,
so,
Heidi.
So Pam and Oliver, or Pam and Oscar, are moving on to the next round. America's Got Talent. Singing dog. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Purveyors of round meals and flat snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all tasty.
They are.
Located right there at K-15. Our picture is right there up on the wall.
Yeah.
208 South Baltimore. Check them out for tasty vittles. Pizza John's in Derby.
In Derby. Yeah, you got to see the picture. There's no doubt about it. All right, at 8:41 now, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. A new name, a new paint for an aircraft, says Bill. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.